Oh, this morning?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not bad. 3:30 a.m.? 3:45? 4:30 when you lay down? Okay, just want to update you on a few injuries from the football game. As you know, Zach Ertz and Leotis, obviously no change with them. Michael Kendricks, nose fracture, quad contusion. He'll be fine again day to day, but he should be okay for this weekend's game against Pittsburgh. Isaac Siamalo still has a pec strain, again day to day, and then everybody else is healthy and good to go.
How did Michael break his nose?
Not really sure. He took a shot to the forehead, helmet, hand type of combination, is what I was told after the game.
Better sense of Ertz and Leotis for Sunday?
Right now, no. Again, day to day. You know, both of those guys are healing fine, but still, you know, we'll still monitor it and see where we're at game time.
They're day to day instead of week to week, or is that still?
Yeah, I mean, it's still going to be game time, you know, before a decision's made.
So there was confusion about Sturgis' status. A, was he hurt last night? And then the decision to go for the fourth and goal at the 2 yard line. Did that have anything to do with Sturgis' status?
Had nothing to do with his status. He was cramping during the game. My thought there, you know, fourth and goal at the one, if we don't get it, they're at the 1 yard line and they got to go 99 yards. And if we score, you know, we even separate ourselves even more. So that was the decision there.
You mentioned numbers, looking at the math when it comes to going for a fourth down. What specific numbers do you look at, and or is it more just kind of a feel thing, you know, risk versus reward?
Sometimes it is a feel thing. It depends on how your team is playing. I mean, that's just a gut feeling that you have as a play caller. The other thing is when you talk about math, you're looking at where you are on the field, the actual distance, that, you know, the line to gain at that time. Does a punt versus a field goal help you in those situations? So you're trying to do a quick little calculation on all that to make those decisions. And I felt that, you know, last night all of those boxes were checked in order for us to, you know, to go for it on fourth.
But it's not like you have like a chart. Is it like a punt in this situation?
No, I mean, we break, you know, with our analytical team, guys that are always crunching the numbers for us. We're taking a look at all the fourth down scenarios, not only in the league, but just in general, and you know, having some good information going into each football game.
Does Leon tell Jordan and Nelson to get on the judge machine and be more conscientious about dropping the ball? Is there anything that can be done about that? I mean, those are some pretty good plays that
you can make. Yeah, no, I mean, you know, they just continue to work every day, and you know, sometimes things like that happen. They know. I mean, they understand it. They're professionals, and they pride themselves, obviously, in catching the football. And you could tell last night that they were mad at themselves. I mean, those are you're right. Those are big plays, and you know, we'll continue to. You know, I'm not going to stop calling plays to them because I know they're explosive guys for us, and we just got to continue to work. Yeah, no, you know, usually in a game it doesn't because you're so focused in the football game, it doesn't really matter. You're just looking at spots and targets and going through your progression as a quarterback. And, you know, that's one thing. And for me as a play caller and being in that position as a quarterback, I actually want to call plays to go right back to those guys and get them right back catching the football and focused in and letting those guys work.
Allowed three scores, two touchdowns, and a field goal. All three drives, there was a play of 40 yards or more, a pass play. What has to be done to kind of clean up those X plays against the defense?
Well, I know the one last night, too, was kind of a broken play. And again, they, you know, got in behind us, and Cutler, you know, with the big arm that he has, made the play to you know, Jeffries. And those are going to happen. Those are going to happen. And you know, especially on broken plays where the key there is just you just got to stick with your guy. You know, a lot of times your eyes end up in the backfield and you think the guy is going to get sacked, and next thing you know, he's not, and plays like that happen. Another one was on a screen play, and we were just out-leveraged. We were faking a blitz actually, and didn't get back and got caught inside and for the long second down, you know, run there. So, you know, you look at the film, you make the corrections, you put yourself in those situations, and it's just it's. I know this. I mean, we had opportunity. Carson had an opportunity to hit Nelson on a broken play, and it was unfortunate we didn't capitalize on that, but. You know, you just continue to work those with those situations and put yourself in those game situations each week.
Hey, Doug, there's a timeline with Lane Johnson and his possible suspension. How do you attack it? How do you
prepare for it? Until I hear from the league office, Lane's my starting right tackle.
But there's an appeal that's coming up on the 4th, and you're going to have to look for life beyond that.
Well, if that's the case, then we go back to what we did in training camp, but until that time, we're full go until then.
What's your confidence in Jason Kelce like right now? He had two penalties in the same drive last night. And
confidence is still high with him. He's a tremendous center, smart. He and Carson are on the same page. I mean, those things are going to happen. You're in a loud stadium. You're doing silent count. Guys are jumping to count. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into playing center in the National Football League. And one of the biggest thing is snapping the football. He did an outstanding job in the last two games doing that. And that's a tough position. And things are going to happen. And we just try to limit those and come back next week. And you get another shot, but. Yeah, my confidence is still 100% with him.
The fourth down, getting back to the fourth down thing. Which one? Just the fourth down.
In general? Okay.
I mean, I think you're like fourth and in both wins, usually the guys that do a lot of fourth downs or try to convert those, they're not winning. But what does that show to what does that say about – you played the game. What does that say about – what are you saying to the players with that? Going to be a show of confidence. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, one it definitely shows confidence in the team, and it just so happened last night when we did, especially that fourth and goal. The guys were fired up that we, number one, we went for it, and number two, we scored. And defensively, those guys were jacked up on the sideline. They were excited, it just gives your team an advantage, I think, when you can execute those plays. And if you do it in a timely fashion, like we were talking earlier, and in a calculated manner, it doesn't necessarily hurt your defense if they have to go back out on the field, because field position is, you know, pretty neutral at that time. The confidence level for the guys, I mean, it's just the trust I have in them the execution is something that's obviously, top notch in those situations too.
When you evaluate Carson's arm strength,
what do you equate it to? They've obviously been around a lot of quarterbacks.
He's got the length, he's got the long arm kind of wind up that generates a lot of energy, great lower body. You know, he's got the tools to throw the ball extremely hard. The times that he really sets his feet and steps into his throws, he can really drive the ball to anywhere on the football field. You saw one last night with him on the run. You know, that the deep ball to Nelson on the run. I mean, those are just some of the things that he can do. Because of his size, so for me and the offensive staff, I mean, it's not anything when you start looking at putting game plans together. You know, you don't shy away from any throw, you know, because he has the ability to do that.
You mentioned he's like a 9 or 10 year vet with some of the conversations he has on the sideline and things like that. Have you ever been around a rookie like that before?
Not at the quarterback position. Had Alex in Kansas City, 7, 8, 9 year guy at the time, and he was that way. course in Green Bay is far, maybe more veteran guys, but this is what I'm seeing out of Carson right now on the sideline. And he and I are dialoguing on the sideline. He's constantly with Frank and with the guys, and you know, he's constantly playing the game in his mind, and that's what's given him, I think, an edge when he goes back out on the field, just understanding situations.
What about some conversations, though, remind you of a veteran? Is it like the content or the way he's having them?
Yeah, I mean, it's number one is the fact that he's having them. You know, you don't see that all the time. And then number two is the depth and the just the actual game plan specific things that he's seeing out there on the field, what he's hearing out on the field, and coming to us and recommending. You know, he's asking me all the time, you know, what are you thinking on the next series? What are you thinking on the next series? And so I give him two or three passes, a run or two in there, and you know, things that we're seeing. And then at the same time, you know, I want to know what he's thinking, and because he's the one playing the game.
A lot of people kind of like compare Carson to Ben Roethlisberger and other Grammy, you know, just because of the way he can extend plays and all that. Have you kind of seen that so far?
A little bit. You know, he's obviously Carson has the ability to extend plays with his legs. You know, Ben is big, strong, physical in the pocket, hard to bring down. You know, and continues to have great vision down the field. I think that's one thing. One of Carson's strengths is he continues to have that vision down the field when things begin to break down. So yeah, there's a lot of similarities there, and the fact that they're both very, very good throwers outside the pocket is a tribute to both of them.
So why so much Sproles in the running game early? Why so much Sproles in the running game as opposed to Matthews?
Yeah, you know, just a change of pace a little bit. It wasn't anything necessarily specific. We had a few specific runs for Darren in the game plan, and again wanted to get him some touches early. The other thing, you know. You know, Ryan all week was still kind of hampered with the ankle from the week before, so I didn't want to necessarily put everything on his shoulders. You know, these first couple of weeks too, it's been that running back by committee a little bit, but you know, Ryan's such a workhorse. You saw it in the second half of the game; he kind of took it over a little bit and made some nice tough runs. But anytime we can get Darren the ball early in a football game, something we'll try to do.
If I could just follow up, his rushing numbers the last couple of years are not what they used to be. Darren Sproles, I mean, he's like in the 3-6 neighborhood since the start of last year. Do you think that's misleading, or do you think he still could be a viable 10-carry-a-game type of guy?
I think he can be 10 carries. I think, too, the other thing is team speed on defense. You know, and again, you know, teams that fly around, like, you know, Chicago had great team speed, and this team coming up has good team speed on defense, and they set the edge so well, they turn everything back inside, and this is what sometimes with a speed runner in Darren, that's what teams know and teams are going to try to do.
So much attention going to Carson's first two games, but your first two games, how do you think it's been going so far?
Pretty good. You know, I think that obviously the guys have worked extremely hard the first 2 weeks. They've prepared themselves like you want them to do. And as a coach, you know, it's something that I learned too is you know, it is my job to get the guys ready and prepared, not only mentally but physically for the football game. And that's one thing that I'll continue to pride myself in doing. And you know, make sure these guys are ready to go every week. And you know, it's a new set of challenges each week. And you got to put this one to rest and move on. But I've been, you know, obviously pleased. You know, 2-0 is a good start to the season, and you know, it's still a lot of hard work and a lot of road left ahead of us.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.